standard. More and more, the enemy concentrated on Mogaba, whose legion refused to break. The Shadow Master's men heaped their dead around him. He did not see us, it seemed. Despite all resistance, he moved toward the city. I guess Mergen and I got 3,000 men together before fate decided it was time to take another bite. A big mob of the enemy rushed us. I assumed my pose, with my sword up beside the standard. I did not have much show left me. If Goblin and One-Eye were alive at all, they were too busy covering their own asses. It looked like we would drive them off easily. Our line was locked together solidly. They were just a howling mob. Then the arrow came out of nowhere and hit me square in the chest and knocked me right off my horse. Chapter 41. Lady. It wasn't always best to be old and wise in the ways of battlefields, Lady thought. She saw what was coming, clearly, long before anybody else did. Briefly, after Mergen skewered the Shadow Master, she had hopes it would turn, but the advent of the troops from the encampment caused a shift in momentum that could not be reversed. Croker should not have attacked. He should have waited as long as it took, made them come to him, not been so concerned about the Shadow Masters. If he had allowed the new army from the south to come forward and get in the way of the men from the encampment, he could have then hurled his elephants in without risk to his right. But it was too late to weep about might-have-beens. It was time to try rooting out a miracle. One Shadow Master was out, and the other was crippled. If only she had a tenth, even a hundredth, of the power she had lost. If only she'd had time to nurture and channel the little bit that had begun coming back to her. If only. If only. All life was if only. Where was that damned imp of One-Eyes? It could turn this around. There was nobody on the other side to keep it from going through those men like a scythe, at least for long enough. But Frogface was nowhere to be seen. One-Eye and Goblin were working as a team, doing their little bit to stem the tide. Frogface was not with them. They seemed too busy to be curious about that. The imp's absence was too important to be accident or oversight. Why? At this critical juncture? No time. No time to brood about it and slither down through all the shadows and try to find the meaning of the imp's presences and absences, which had been bothering her so long. Only time to realize with certainty that the creature had been planted upon One-Eye and wasn't his to command at all. By whom? Not the Shadow Masters. The Shadow Masters would have used the imp directly. Not Shifter. He'd had no need. Not the Howler. He would have gotten his revenge. What else was loose in the world? A crow flapped past. It cawed in a way that made her think it was laughing. Croker and his crows. He had been muttering about crows for a year, and then they had started turning up around him any time anything big happened. She glanced at the mound where Croker and Mergen had set the standard. Croker had a pair of crows perched on his shoulders. A flock circled above him. He made a dramatic figure there in his widow-maker disguise, with the doom-birds wheeling around him, waving his fiery sword, trying to rally his crumbling legions.